Hello Leo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April the 22nd and the whole week ahead. Well, there's a Moon-Neptune connection today, very elegant, very romantic and very beautiful. When you get Moon and Neptune together, there is a softness, there's a loveliness about the energy that comes from these two planets together. This is fulfilling sexual fantasies, if you've a mind to. And that's what these stars offer you today, intimacy. Here's your Sunday stars, sorting out things that are practical, practical matters that you may have pushed to one side, you now need to bring out from under the carpet and look at and deal with them, especially if it's to do with money or anything to connect you with law or justice or even perhaps governmental or official departments. You really can't afford to just think they'll happily go away, because they won't. They'll then cause trouble unless you deal with them fast. Here's your Monday stars. Put Mercury and Saturn together in fire signs and you have a whole heap of energy there just waiting to be used. And it's brain power. These stars are all about your brain power. And it means the more you learn, the more you practice, the more you rehearse, the more that you do to use your mind and brain, the further you're going to go in this life. And here's your Tuesday stars. The moon is in Aries, and this is lovely for you as a Leo, especially if you're planning a holiday or a trip or a journey. There are some of the aspects which connect you with business and others with pleasure. I think the important thing is just to get away. There is one irksome little planetary aspect that says that somebody will try to get in the way of your mobility. Well, don't let them. This is all about you exploring life. And here's your Wednesday stars. A powerful new moon in Taurus. And it's sitting in your 10th house of career and ambition is great if you're a lion who is on the hunt for prestige and recognition and success. The next 2 weeks are ideal for sorting out where you want to go when it comes to your career. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's the new moon in the 10th house. It's a fresh start in all areas of professional matter and progress. Here's your Thursday stars. Certain things that you need to do, and it may connect with your health. Could even be health insurance that links you with your career, for instance. So you can't go as far as you want unless you get yourself hip-hop healthy. Or it could just mean that you need to really deal and concentrate on one particular ambition, because these stars are really excellent for business and career. And here's your Friday stars. With Venus in the sign of Aries, this is lovely for you, and certainly over the next few weeks. If there's anything that connects you with the creative, with the artistic, from music to acting to dancing to singing, whether it's you or just a spectator to other people's talents, it doesn't matter. But there is something very arty and very creative over the next few weeks that you need to cash in on.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.